USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Although inflation remains stubbornly high, the Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. It comes after witness testimony wrapped up this week. The trial is to determine if Robert Bauer should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. This is just the second federal death penalty case prosecuted under the Biden administration. Former U.S. Marine Daniel Penny is being indicted by a grand jury in connection to the deadly subway chokehold. The exact charges will not be unsealed until Perry appears in court at a later date. Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges in connection to Jordan Neely's death last month. The Marine is accused of using a deadly chokehold on Neely, who had mental health challenges after Neely was allegedly threatening riders. Some bad Mexico strawberries have prompted a recall.
It's a voluntary recall initiated by the Packer, Willamette Valley Fruit Company of Salem, Oregon. It says strawberries grown in Mexico that are part of mixed fruit bags could be contaminated with the contagious liver disease hepatitis A. Walmart sells the fruit under the Great Value brand. Costco calls it Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. And the HEB grocery chain calls them Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio. So far, there are no reports of illnesses. I'm Richard Johnson.
USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Reports are swirling that Ryan Seacrest is the leading candidate to replace Pat Sajak on the Wheel of Fortune starting next year.
TMZ reported Seacrest is being considered to take the reins after Sajak steps down. It's still the early going in discussions, though. Seacrest recently stepped down from his hosting job on Live with Kelly and Ryan, opening up more time for a gig like Wheel of Fortune, he says. Earlier this week, Sajak revealed that he was retiring from the game show after 41 years as host. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ports and dock workers on the West Coast have a tentative agreement on a new labor deal. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union's Coast Longshore Division, which represents thousands of dock workers, announced the agreement last night. Their new contract with Pacific Maritime Association, which represents dozens of terminal operators and ocean carriers, is set for 6 years. The tensions came to a head earlier this month with work disruptions at California ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Oakland, and others. The manager of the morgue at Harvard Medical School is under federal indictment for allegedly selling stolen body parts. According to the indictment, Cedric Lodge stole parts of dissected cadavers and then took them to his hometown in Goffstown, New Hampshire, and then sold them online. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.